I'm Simon Huebner, and this is Inside Asperger's, the show that's about working smart more so than it is working hard. Now, I do want to share a story with you about hard work. It's about having to do more effort just to accomplish the same goal as the person next to you. And this is about reading during elementary school. I'm in fifth grade English. And I just remember a lot of different writing assignments. I'm getting several points taken off. I'm doing worse than my other classmates when we asked each other what we got on the grades. I was also the only student in this class with two Jewish parents and four Jewish grandparents. For a brief moment, I thought the two were related. Funny thing, I also happened to be sitting nearby a lot of the books that the teacher had collected, and I had grabbed several of the books before lunchtime, one at a time. And as I would read at the end, I remember it would not make sense, and I had to go back, reread, use my finger to point at the words just in case I did not miss an important part of the story. So I did. That work complemented the help that I received for reading comprehension at the same time. Eventually, I applied the same ideas to the writing assignments and did not get points taken off on an assignment. As my grades improved, I learned sometimes some of us just have to work twice as hard as the person next to us. And it's not just me out there or people like me. I tried to Google number of autistics in America, and I also tried to Google number of dyslexics in America. I don't know how accurate it is, but estimates show that there are twice as many dyslexic as there are autistic folks. More importantly, Ms. Price, who taught fifth grade at Henderson Mill Elementary, I'm as confident saying you don't have hate in your heart as I am that this show is not on your radar. And thanks for having all those books in the classroom. That's the type of conversations we need to be having in this country. For every time somebody talks about people hating other people, you don't hear about people coming to an understanding and doing the work that they have to do. As kids like us grow up, it begs the question, what happens when you're tired and you don't see the point of work? That did not happen until later down the road with me, from about 8th grade until being an undergrad in college. Or what happens if you overpromise and spread yourself thin? If you see yourself in a story like mine and you're autistic, apparently I've just learned it's called autistic burnout. I'm not sure what distinguishes it from burnout, which was first described over 40 years ago in the 1970s. It's a serious condition. And everyone has to say no to free up some of their time. What it sounds like to me is the tendency to add autism, or with autism, to everything somebody does when they are diagnosed. Another important question is, what would somebody call burnout if they're not diagnosed? Or they think, hey, maybe I never quite fit in. A less serious example of adding with autism was when I find out there are TV shows that are featuring autistic characters. Hey, look at this autistic doctor. If you're like me, to avoid burning out, the best thing to do is be selective about what problems you want to solve and interest to take on among all the other obligations you and I have as grown-ups. There's a lot I want to get to in my own life. I didn't even know if I was going to post an episode this week. It's running late from my typical deadline. And frankly, I've got the LSAT that I'm going to be retaking in a couple months. And really, that has to take precedence right now. Understanding the questions and how they're worded. I guess you could say I've just got to work twice as hard to figure out these questions. Wouldn't be the first time that's happened. I'll be back, but I gotta take care of myself. Thank you all for listening. Have a great day.